Bernie Wagenblast is one of those people who's been working in radio so long that his radio voice and his regular speaking voice have melded. So he sounds like this.
From when I was a kid, I always wanted to be in radio. So audio, as a result, has always had a certain fascination with me.
He still announces traffic in New York City on weekends. He's also the voice of the announcements on New York subway platforms. But the lifelong resident of northern New Jersey has a side project. A very ambitious side project.
Capture a unique sound for each one of the municipalities in the state of New Jersey.
All 565 of them.
I don't want a sound necessarily of a refinery that somebody says, oh, I see that all the time as I drive through on the turnpike, or just the sound of the seashore that people are familiar with. But what is a unique sound from the seashore that people may not necessarily associate with New Jersey?
Today, Wagenblast has come to Florence Township, to New Jersey's only company town of Roebling, which he last visited in the 1980s. That was when he first saw its rows of identical houses for the company's employees.
We went to the pizzeria on a Friday night, I was amazed when I found this town.
Back in the day, Roebling the company made steel cables used in a surprising number of the technological feats of the late 19th, early 20th centuries. The cabling for the Wright Brothers airplane, for Otis elevators. The actor Daniel Radcliffe is set to star in an upcoming movie as Washington Roebling, who was tragically crippled by caisson's disease, overseeing construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. The company went on to do the cabling for the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. For his audio clip here, Wagenblast chooses a tour guide at the Roebling Museum, located in an old factory office. Here, he's describing life in the company homes.
And every two or three years, they'd come in and they'd say, man, do you want the inside of your house painted or wallpapered?
For many Americans, New Jersey's a state they only experience as drive-through country on the New Jersey Turnpike, getting between New York and somewhere else. Wagenblast has set out on this quest to define the unique identity of every part of the state. For Piles Grove, he's planning to record New Jersey's only rodeo. In Manchester, he has a clip of the radio broadcast from when the Hindenburg burst into flames.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
For West Windsor, it's the Martians landing in the War of the Worlds broadcast.
Well, I hardly know where to begin. Paint for you a word picture of the strange scene before my eyes.
Delaware Township is the sound of cars rolling over New Jersey's last covered bridge. In Rahway, he found a factory used to produce the metal plates for music boxes. The shore town of Wildwood.
Watch the tram car, please.
The original phonograph.
And they're away.
And of course, there's Asbury Park, home of Bruce.
Screen door slam!
In just under a year, Wagenblast has collected sounds from almost 100 New Jersey townships.
If I take 565 and do 100 a year, I should be finished in a little under 6 years, hopefully. Although I have a feeling as I get down to those last 100 or 200, it could be a little bit more of a challenge.
Wagenblast says he's a little obsessive compulsive, and let's be honest, he may just need that to get him there. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.
I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for.